American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 725. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch. The mysterious eyewitnesses are a lie. Why don't they produce their witnesses? The reason is that Cook just picked the names Lee and Smith. If such men ever existed, they have considerably more brains than Cook, for he didn't get out of the way. I do not wish to be harsh on a woman. A virtuous woman is the noblest work of God, but the mold of virtue has been lost in this case. A scheming woman with a man like Cook, hunting trouble for a 66-year-old man of the integrity and character of Asa G. Candler, deserves no consideration. The very name Candler carries the highest honor of any name in the state of Georgia. The men of that family have done more for this state than any other, with few exceptions. They were stalwart bulwarks in the Reconstruction days and have since helped to build Atlanta. But slander loves a shining mark. Just as good fruit is picked by the buzzard and bird of prey, so is a man like Candler picked as the victim of unscrupulous criminals. Let me show you the wide ramifications of their scheme. First, they thought he would fall for the trick. They would get all the money they could in the deal, and Mrs. Hirsch would leave the city temporarily. Shortly, Bill Cook would be back in town. He would go to Mr. Candler and say, "Old man, we've got the goods on you. You paid her to leave her husband, and if you don't come across with another million or so, we'll bring suit for alienation of affections." Could Mr. Candler have refused their demands? Don't you see the deep-laid scheme? They would have had Mr. Candler and would have worked on him until he was stripped of all his possessions. Mrs. Hirsch says that she had a good influence over Mr. Cook. His family courted her favor because she had such an influence on Handsome Bill. Let us see. Can you imagine a woman with better resources in the way of tears and the influence of a marvelous actress? Couldn't she have used her tears and influence on Cook to persuade him not to tell her husband? Did she appeal to Adair as a good and... Note. The text seems to be an excerpt from a larger piece, and it ends abruptly. If you have more context or additional text, I can help further.